pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Suzanne, can you be so kind as to do the attendance?
Commissioner DeGennaro.
Present.
Commissioner Leonard.
Here.
Commissioner Glaude. Absent.
Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Third and final time, is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? There's no one from the public. Are there any additions, corrections to the agenda?
I'll make a motion that we adopt the agenda.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the agenda's been adopted. Did you have a chance to look at the meeting minutes of October 6th, 2025?
One more time, Lord. Make a motion, we accept the minutes.
Okay, I second the motion. All in favor? Aye. Okay. So the meeting minutes are adopted. Is there any old business?
I have none.
Nothing.
New business?
I have one item in new business. I was going to present this next month, and this is no surprise, but my notice of intent to retire, I would like to read it into the record, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Directed to the Board of Police Commissioners from myself, notice of intent to retire, dated today. Commissioners, pursuant to the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Derby and AFSCME Local 1376, and in accordance with Section 15.4, subsection F and H, I hereby notify you of my intent to retire from the department effective Friday, June 2026. This would have been, like I said, this the contract requires anyone to give a 6 months notice of intent in order to use your accumulated sick time. Mm-hmm. So my intent is to not go on terminal leave. However, with the new language in the contract, it allows anyone that's governed by the contract to split it up if they want. So in complete transparency, my intent is to stay until the end of June. However, if something changes, I will notify you as soon as I possibly can, but I may split my time up, take a partial payout, and use partial term.
Gotcha.
So
absolutely.
The contract does state, if approved by the commission, so I assume the commission would have to vote and to accept my notice of intent to retire. I don't know what would happen if he said no, because, that's the notice.
Okay.
Put that before the motion to accept the chief's notice of intent to retire.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so be it. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
More way if we'll hold.
Start enjoying yourself.
That I will.
Yeah, exactly. Trips, cruises,
yeah.
You got it.
That's it.
Stay the hell away from here.
Mm-hmm.
Get aggravated. Let him get the ulcers.
It's his turn, yeah.
Your phone will still ring every now and then. Don't worry.
So, just because I'm not that familiar how it works here now. So you can take time off too and credit that towards that? Or?
Yeah, so it used to be you had two options to retire, a traditional retirement, which
right.
is a lump sum payout of your accumulated sick days. And for me, that's 200 days. Or a terminal leave retirement where you used your 200 days and just didn't come to work.
Right.
In the new contract, the union asked for and the city gave them the option to split it up randomly.
Oh.
So if I have 200 days, in theory, I could take the whole 200 days in a lump sum at the end of June, or I could take 100 days in a lump sum and leave 100 days earlier. So I don't have any intent to leave earlier, mainly because of the way the new retirement system works with the state, but I just want to be transparent that I'm not committing that June
right.
is definitely my last day. I could leave earlier.
I see.
Unlikely, but I could.
Gotcha.
But like I said, I'll give you some.
If you have a back problem or something,
certainly.
You want to
certainly.
Get,
or if someone offers me an incredible job
uh-huh.
where I don't have to, like, actually punch the time clock, but I don't see that happening either, so.
It's up there somewhere.
Yeah, you know, one of those nice online gigs that pays you about $50,000 a year to sit home, you know.
Not bad, not bad.
Put the computer on, leave it on.
That's it.
Back at night, turn it on. Well, they don't measure keystrokes.
It's his turn to be in the barrel.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Department reports.
As far as the activity report goes, there really isn't anything of significance. Investigations went down, arrests went down across the board from last month, with the exception of larceny investigations, which went up slightly. Everything is looking good, so nothing really of note there. The only other thing we have is the budget review, if anything is of note there.
Nothing of note, or it's all pretty much status quo, we're on track for everything.
Usually by this time of the year, you're kind of looking at it and saying, eh, this one might come thin, this one's a little...
Fingers are crossed, certainly, I mean, approaching 6 months into it, and as of right now, we don't see...
No, we're about 2%.
Like, major overtime issues or anything.
Yeah, 2% under on overtime. It's only going to get better because Frappier's finishes in FTO. He's got about 7 days left. He's in phase four now, so that'll help.
Yeah, and he finished top in his class, tops of his class. He's getting the Luciano Award at the at the Connecticut Police Chiefs Association dinner coming up next month. So or this month. He's a good one, doing well in the FTO, and then we have the other three coming out in about 3 weeks.
December 16th, 17th, somewhere around there. They all come out
another month. So, unfortunately, with FTO, that gives them another 2 months or so, 2.5 months, almost 3 months. So they won't be road ready until March. But
still, that's a,
you know, and then I'm out of here, so it's going to immediately create another opening. But you know, at least it's one and not
yeah. We for the one for place. The short term, we'll be fully staffed. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm
sorry,
that'll be the last. But I will always remember Bernie Williams when I forgot when he was retired. It was his last day, and Bernie said to him, he says, go over there, he said, and put your foot in that bucket of water. He said, the hole you leave when you take your foot out is how much you're going to be missing.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
I can see him. Yeah. Yeah.
Bernie Williams. Jesus Christ.
You have any pensions?
No, that was it.
Right.
What's that?
Pensions are good in Derby now, right?
Pensions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's state pension. It's decent.
Now, was there a change to that?
Yeah, they made a big overhaul of it, attempting to knock out the automatic COLAs. They don't want the COLAs anymore. They want to get the COLAs to zero. So, you know, that's why it's time to go.
Let me tell you how big COLAs are. I got the COLA when I left. I got the golden handshake, 3 extra years, so I got out of 33 years in the state. They counted my time from 20 on, 2% a year. Yeah. When I left Derby, I had 12 years on. They said, put in writing that you refuse your pension. So I did. I put in writing. I got a check from the union. The state gave me a bill for 12 years. I made like $3,000, put that in my pocket. Mm-hmm. And the day I started, I had 12 years and one day on the job.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did 8 years. I was eligible to retire at 20. I got out at 33. And I wound up leaving like almost 80% of my pay.
Yeah, that's great.
Now my pension has doubled since I retired. I get 3% a year.
Yep.
3% every year. That's big because I'm out 20 years now. This year is 20 years. 60%.
It's awesome.
My pension went up. I'm grossly overpaid, I gotta be honest with you. That's
pathetic. Feel free to catch
up. Yeah, we take donations.
Well, Chief, I gotta tell you, I used to sit at my desk, and Danny Telechka was our union boss. And I said to him, I said, Danny, I don't understand this. What don't you understand? I says, we asked for 3% a year raise, and the state police asked for 7-8, the highway workers asked for 12, they get 8, 9, 10, we wind up with 3. He goes, yeah, but look at the stuff you get for retirement. We had the best retirement state of Connecticut. There was 90 of us. We got the best pension in the world. He's right. He says, we're all going to retire someday. You're gonna thank me. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I said,
right.
Let me tell you something. I bless every day that that guy did that for us.
It's always tough when you're not near the retirement to go with.
Exactly.
The retirement things, because they can't. They got blinders on. They can't see that far ahead. But it
comes up fast.
Yeah.
Yep. Then I retire. Then I turn 65 after like 9 years. And I said, oh, Christ, I got to go on Medicaid, which I did. Medicare or Medicaid, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Then they give you a supplement plan for $300, $400, $500. State pays that.
Yeah.
They pay. They put it in my pension.
Yeah.
They don't pay for nothing.
They take it out of Social Security.
Nothing.
Made it all worthwhile.
And they put it in
prescriptions.
Nice.
Yeah.
Doctors, no questions. I go to any hospital, anything. Yeah. Anything I want. That's why it's critical what your health benefits are.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Makes a huge difference. I mean, you know, when you first come on the job, you don't want to know nothing about that.
Yeah, you know, I'm never going to retire. I retire when that's 50 years away.
That's huge.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're young enough to get out and enjoy yourself a little bit.
A little bit.
So, let's see where we are. Are there any communications?
No.
No?
Nothing.
Traffic authority business? The only thing I'll say is thanks very much what you guys did for Derby Neck Road mm-hmm. with that guy. He goes by now 20 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour, and he waves. He used to do 80.
Whole hand?
Huh?
Whole hand wave?
What are you doing? Woo!
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I guess there's an issue brewing on Caroline Street. Obviously, the people who have all the influence there and can make a change haven't come here yet. But I guess there's vans for some school or some
mm-hmm. program. Disability resource on mm-hmm.
And I guess they're taking up like literally half the street with all the vans that they're parking there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people there are getting pretty...
It's been ongoing since that place went in, I don't know, 12 years ago, 15
was,
years ago.
That was the American Legion place? Is that what it was?
At the old American Legion, I believe, yes.
Yeah, I just happened to be catching it on social media, seeing it. It's like,
Yeah, unfortunately, if anything, I'd say that's a zoning issue. I mean, they're legally parked on, and parking on the streets, public goods.
Yeah.
First come, first serve, so, I mean, zoning could probably do something about the amount of vehicles that they have there, but.
The club's not there anymore, is it?
The American Legion Post.
American Legion.
Yeah, that's what this place is.
That's been long gone, right?
Yeah, that's been long gone for a while.
Yeah.
So, the only other question I'd have we ever looked at cameras? Red light cameras?
It's funny you mentioned that. No, I already got the speed report. I was on Zoom today with the guy. He already ran it all. I'm going to go to the mayor and propose it. I mean, it's got to come from their end. I don't know the public pushback and everything, but I have the results, and some of them are alarming. Some of the streets I had them do the speed studies on. So I'll take it from there, see if they're interested in it, but I've been working on it for a little while.
I've seen some of these towns, the money they're pulling.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You know, like one of the places they did the speed study down in front of Poggy's, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been like shooting fish in a barrel for as long as revolving cops here.
Exactly.
You could not nail just about every single person coming down that hill.
Yeah.
So it's really going to be, you know, as far as the city hall standpoint, what they want to do and where they want to put them, if they want to put them anywhere. Because, you know, initially there could be some residential pushback, but that's not from our end. That's from their end to deal with if they want to deal with
those. Yeah, I'll keep you guys apprised of where it goes. But once I get the results back, I get it to you. We use Roosevelt Drive, Seymour Ave. Obviously, we did Derby Ave by the Poggies, and then further down the street and everything else. So they put them all together.
I would be interested to see how many of the local residents will be in that whole package of who the offenders are. Because I suspect some of the biggest complaints are going to come from the people who are doing the most.
That's typically what happens.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we were just discussing it today. I said, you know, I'll be the guy that once I'm out of here, I keep forgetting to keep getting hit every week.
Just put a different plate on your car.
Mike just texted me. Sorry, sir, I didn't know we had one tonight.
What the hell? That's
the usual.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the surveys come back with.
And all. Yeah, he's showing me the numbers and stuff. He'll formally send it all over, and then they're there to obviously they advocate for themselves. Their sales point is not to generate money; it's to change behavior, which is the right way of putting it.
Yeah.
Change behavior.
Okay.
Okay.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I'll second it. All in favor? Aye. Meeting's over.